This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin now has to wait weeks to learn his fate after a jury convicted him on all counts of murdering George Floyd, but his attorneys are expecting to appeal the verdict. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more on Tuesday's decision.
On three charges of murder and manslaughter.
Guilty, guilty, guilty.
Hennepin County Judge Peter Cahill reading the verdicts on court TV before Chauvin was led away in handcuffs. The jury deliberated about 10 hours before convicting Chauvin, who is white, for pinning Floyd, who was black, to the pavement with his knee nearly a year ago in a case that prompted a national reckoning over policing and racism. The prosecution argued Chauvin used excessive force in restraining Floyd, who was heard on video repeatedly saying he couldn't breathe. Chauvin's lawyer said the officer acted reasonably against a struggling suspect. Chauvin could be sent to prison for decades. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, U.S. House Democrats are now pushing the U.S. Senate to take up the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act in the wake of the guilty verdicts in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer who was convicted of killing George Floyd on Tuesday. The legislation Democrats are pushing would create national standards for the use of force, like eliminating chokeholds and creating a national registry so police officers who abuse their power aren't able to move from department to department. This is VOA News. Streets in Chad's capital were emptied as people grew alarmed at the prospect that fighting could break out after the news of President Idris Deby's death. Chad's president, who ruled this country for more than 30 years and was an important Western ally in the fight against Islamist militants in Africa, was killed on Monday in a battle against rebels in the north. That's according to authorities. His son was named interim president by a Transitional Council of Military Officers. While local residents expressed their condolences for the former leader, others wished the transitional government was led by a civilian. New Zealand announced Wednesday it will consolidate its fragmented healthcare system into a national service similar to the one revered by many in Britain. And New Zealand's government-run system is currently divided into 20 district health boards, each with their own budget. Some describe the system as a postcode lottery of different treatment depending on where people live. The health minister, Andrew Little, said that over 3 years, the district boards will be replaced by a single new body called Health New Zealand. He promised an increased focus on public health and treating people early so they don't end up in hospitals. NASA and SpaceX are about to take recycling to a higher level, AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
NASA Commercial Crew Program Manager Steve Stitch says a coming launch is on.
We're go for launch.
On Thursday morning, an international crew of four astronauts will board a previously used SpaceX Dragon capsule on board a previously used Falcon rocket for launch from Cape Canaveral to the International Space Station. Benji Reed of SpaceX prefers the term flight-proven.
Reused vehicles and flight-proven vehicles is key towards greater flight reliability and lowering the cost of access to space.
Each capsule is designed for at least five missions with a crew. The Falcon can be used 10 times for satellites. SpaceX and NASA are assessing how many times it can safely launch astronauts. I'm Tim McGuire.
Apart from China, a worldwide or despite a worldwide drop in death sentences, countries in the Middle East remained among the world's leading executioners last year. According to Amnesty International, the number of executions worldwide plummeted to its lowest level in over a decade. But as the coronavirus pandemic slowed criminal trials and disrupted scheduled executions. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind.
voice of America.
Hello, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you. And today it's going to be purely about Africa. The word Africa is going to come out. And every song contains that word, Africa. And so let's start off right now with Africa Tefaka, the sound of Idea of Algeria, featuring Tikenja Fakoli of the Ivory Coast. And right after that, The African Child by JR from Sierra Leone and Africa Survivor by George Okudi of Uganda. But right now, Africa Tefaka, the sound of Idea of Algeria and Tikenja Fakoli of Cote d'Ivoire.
Africa.
For everyone.
Jah for all he's done for me. The gift and the curse, direction we're lost without thee, where would I be? I'm lucky to be alive. All the pressures and the struggles make me realize life is a gift, must cherish it and leave it upright. In a sinfulness, hands up if you don't say you're clean and you're fresh. Abide by thy words and manifest thyself. Hold on, be strong, that day will soon come. The rain will fade away and bring the shining of the sun. From the east I see the coming of his grace. Blessings flowing to my sunburned face. I feel it elevating unto Zion. Meditation, I am African Ceylonian. Hey, I'm praying for the poor. I belong to the poor.
You want to listen to the latest African music? Dance to the best African beats from across the African continent? Then you don't have a problem. Just tune in to the African beat on the Voice of America. African Beat, the show that brings happiness into your homes, smiles on your faces. So join me, your host, David Vandy, Monday through Friday on The Voice of America.
Watch out, Papa!
Africa Survivor, the sound of Pastor George Okudi of Uganda. And right before that, African Child by JR of Sierra Leone and Africa Tefeka by Idir of Algeria and Tikenja Fakoli of Cote d'Ivoire. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington, pushing and pulling the beats for you. I'll be right back with more African music.
Hi, this is Amanda Jiffy from Hits FM and Joy FM in Accra, Ghana. And I love listening to David Vandy on VOA because he doesn't only expose the African music, but he also entertains you with the African beat. David Vandy and VOA, thank you very much.
The Voice of America, VOA.
The African Beat, Mondays through Fridays. Africa Shute Balloon by John Loke of Gabon. And right after that, the African Queen original done by Two-Face Edibia of Nigeria. An African Raga by Benji Mateke of Cameroon. But right now, Africa Shute Balloon, the sound of John Loke of Gabon. This one was done specially for the World Cup hosted in Africa.
Yeah, yeah. Just like the sun, light up the earth, you light up my life. The only one I ever see with a smile so bright. Hey, and just yesterday, you came around my way. You changed my whole scene way with your astonishing beauty. Oh, you couldn't make a brother sing. No ordinary thing, a supernatural being. And no, you are brighter than the moon, brighter than the star. I love you just the way you are. And you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. You take me where I've never been yet. You make my heart go ting-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. And you remind me of a thing, and that is the African beauty. You stand as one, the outstanding one. I look into your eyes, girl, what I see is paradise. Hey, you captivated my soul. Now every day I want you more. I cannot deny this feeling I'm feeling inside. Hey, no one cannot take your place. You cannot take your space. That is a fact I cannot erase. And no, you are the one that makes me smile, make me float like a boat upon the Nile. Girl, you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. You take me where I've never been. You make my heart go ting-a-ling-a-ling. Yeah, you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. And you remind me of a thing. And that is the African beauty. You are my African queen, and I know, oh yes I know. You are my African queen, and I know. See, I know, see, I know what I am feeling in my heart and in my soul. Oh, I know that it's his love, and I know that this love was surely sent from up above. Cause you're the only one that I think of. You are my African queen, and I know that this means that you're the only one that I will serve. I'll give you my heart, my love, my body and my money. Every other thing you think of. In a man, who could think of anything better than you? Who could think of ever hurting you? Sacrifice my all, I'll give it all to you. You are my African queen, for real. You are my African queen, the girl of my dream, the girl of my dream. You have never been. Oh, na na, yeah.
I wanna send a message to all the children on the floor. And this is special song to make you respect your mothers, respect your fathers, respect everybody that is here around your lot. You gotta praise him, give him thanks, because he used to give you every day blessing. Listen to my message right now.
Don't ya manu loa sangwa o eh. Don't ya penu dipi nyangwa o. Abi ende na ebo manda kusino nika eh. Ebo manda kusino nika ebo na bana wolo senga eh. Tonja penu dipi nyangwa o abi ende na ebo manda kusino nika e ebo manda kusino nika e bona bana wolo senga e ewo eba belalu solo
hey yo ni mabona ne hey meyadie o maya pemu na kusindutue kama sio mabonda ndema beni njomi e onde mabeni njomi o bona bana wolo senga e meyadie o maya pemu na kusindutue kama sio mabonda ndema beni njomi onde mabeni njomi bona bana wolo senga e
African Raga, the sound of Benji Mateke of Cameroon, and before that, African Queen by Two-Face Adibia of Nigeria, and Africa Shute Balloon by John Loke of Gabon. The African beat on the Voice of America.
The African beat with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. Africanbeat@voanews.com. tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message.
Hi, my name is Samuel Apiadako. I'm from Ghana, to be precise, Accra. I'm in love with African beat because it makes you rhythmically vibrational. Indeed, it brings out African music to its highest level. So make sure you listen to African beat with your man, David.
Hello, Africa. My name is Simon Orie from Abuja State, Nigeria. African beat is the best place to stay. I enjoy listening to it, and I won't stop listening to it. That's a decision you can make.
My name is Tanda Mlilo. I'm a Zimbabwean from Bulawayo Country Park. I enjoy the African beat, the music, especially the South African indices. Special David is on the program. Enjoy the program. Please keep it up. And give us good waves, especially in the evening. Yeah, please give us good waves.
I'm on the Bisimokulo, speaking in Iyangwa, Nigeria. I cherish the program. In fact, I don't miss the program. I cherish it. It's one of the Voice of America program that I will never like to miss. The African beat. It's in fact one of the most interesting programs that the Voice of America is airing.
The Voice of America.
Welcome back. Now let's get some music. African Soul Reggae by Ahmed Sultan of Morocco, featuring Fofadi and Amajang of Senegal. And right after that, African Reggae Fever, done for us by Rocky Dawuni of Ghana. And then African Womano, the sound of Giri Giri Maji Maji of Kenya. But African Soul Reggae by Ahmed Sultan of Morocco, featuring Fofadi and Amajang of Senegal. Let's get it on.
Sisters, feel the song from motherland. I feel proud to share with you one more time what we are, so let's go. Dumu Afrika mboro moro sunudon Buni udiku kendi kumanabon Ila mafemji walu anhesi na musika Usma song utafadi
Aingo wili mufara finabara.
I'm not afraid to walk on the edge of the moon.
comes for you. Hail you, tough Congo.
Get you.
Of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. African Beat by Nimba Bo of Liberia. And we climax today with Salif Keita of Mali in Africa. But right now, African Beat, the sound of Nimba Bo of Liberia. Africa by Salif Keita of Mali, an African beat by Nimba Burr of Liberia. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Until we meet again, I am David Van Der Heer in Washington, saying bye-bye.